Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis. We'll start with the fifth or sixth to last skinny line. Amalei Ravin. So the Gemara has just been talking about Tefilas Etzba and the halachis of doing Hazaah of the Karban Chatas, and the Gemara just said Shirayim Shabbat Bapsulin, that the blood left on the finger is pasul to do the next hazah, and that's why it has to be wiped off, as we'll talk more about. So, Amalei Ravin Bar Adel Rava, Amitamitcha Amar Rav Amram, your student told me the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, Hayamaze Vinitza Hazah Amyado. The Brisa says that if somebody is doing the hazah, if a Kohen is doing the hazah, and it shoots off of his hand, Vinitza Hazah Amyado, so Im Ad Shalo Hiza Ta'un Kibus. If hazah was not done yet, if there wasn't Naasis mitzvaso, you're still in the process of hazah, then the dam still has kedusha on it, and it requires kibus, which means it doesn't make any chilukim in the brisa. So even if it fell from the finger, even if it goes from the etzba, so then it's mashma that it would require kibus, as we discussed, the halach of kibus dam chatos. Mishahiza ain't on kibus. But if it was after the hazah was done, no kibus is required, because then we say the principle of naasis mitzvaso, it loses its kedusha. So the Gemara says, "My love, Achelo Gamar Haza Aso, Umisha Gamar Haza Aso." Doesn't this mean before and after the Hazaa was done, and before the Hazaa was done? So the blood on the Etzba, it would create a Chiv of Dab Kibus. But if that's true, it has Kedusha, and therefore you'd be able to use that blood for a Hazaa. Shma Mina De Shirayim Sheba Etzba Ksherim, which would tell us that the Shirayim that's left over on the Etzba, the blood on the Etzba, after you do one Hazaa, would be kosher to do the next Hazaa, because after all, if it creates a Chiv of Dab Chatas, of Kibus, so then you would say that it's kosher to do the Hazaa. That's a Kasha on what we just said. So where it says, Lo, Ad Shalo Yatsa Miyado, Hazaa ta'an kibus. It means before the hazaa went out of your hand. That's what the chilek really means. That's when it requires kibus. Umishi yatsa hazaa miyada. But once you did a hazaa, the nitsa mimashe nishar, and then from the rest it sprayed, meaning from the finger, ain't on kibus. There would be no chiv of kibus if blood that was left over on the finger after a hazaa went on to any type of baguette, it will not require kibus. This is all finishing up yesterday. Sugya, a little bit more. Esve Abaya. Gomar mil hazaos. If somebody finishes doing the hazaos, and this is by Paraduma, Mekaneach Yadu Begufa Shalpara. Remember, the Paraduma done on Harazesim, as the Kohen looks, the assistant Kohen Gadol looks towards Harabayas from the east, and he does the hazaz towards the Pesach Ol Moed. So Gomar Mila Hazaz, once he finishes, what does he do with the leftover blood on his fingers? Mekaneach Yadu Begufa Shalpara. He wipes his fingers on the para, which is going to be burnt. That's how he gets off the blood. Gomar in, lo gomar lo. Mashba, only if he finishes. But if he didn't finish yet, he can still use that blood on the fingers. He doesn't have to wipe it off yet. Mashba, that it's kosher to use the shirayim left on the etzba. The Gemara says, no. Amar le, this is how. Gomar mekaneach yado. Once he finishes, then he has to wipe his entire hand. That's the diuk. Lo gomar mekaneach etzba'o. If he hadn't finished yet, so then he just has to wipe that finger that he used for the hazah. He doesn't have to wipe his whole hand yet, because he's still in the middle of the process. So the Gemara continues. Bishlama gomar mekaneach yado begufa shalpara. Fine, if he finishes, I understand that he wipes his hand on the whole body of the animal. Dichsiv visaraf esapara leinav, that he's going to burn the whole para. So if you wipe the extra blood on the para, that's going to be burned also. Elalo gomar mekaneach etzba b'may mekaneach. What do you wipe your finger with? If you don't wipe it on the para, but you just can't do whatever you want with his dam. So what do you wipe it with? So Amar Abaya, we had this already in Zvachim once or twice. Amar Abaya b'sfas b'zrok. You wipe it on the edge of the kli. Kidechsiv kapore zaha v'chulu. The kli is described as kapore, which also means to wipe, and in that v'chulu, and in that way, you take care of the blood properly. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Finishing up, we got into that because we brought the drasha of Vitaval and Badam to teach me that I'm not allowed to wipe when I do the tefillah of the Hazav of the Chatas. I'm not allowed to wipe it against the side of the kli, and I have to have the shear in the kli when it starts. I can't have half and half. How do we get into that? Because we were talking about, can you do Kabbalah's Mincha with only half the amount of a Mincha? That's what we've been talking about, that how we how we got into the sugya. So now we're relating back to that previous discussion. Three lines from the bottom. Umi amar Rabbi Elazar hachi. Did Rabbi Elazar really say earlier that you need the entire amount of the mincha to be there in order for it to be kadosh? You really need that? Then you can't have half, and if it's half, it's not mekudosh, right? That was the machlokas we had earlier, that if you only have half of the amount of the mincha, so then it's not going to be kadosh. So does he really say that? Says the Gemara, but miyamar abazar hachiva itmar chavite kohen gadol. But we have a discussion about the chavite, this week's parsha. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a special carbon, Chavite Kohen Gadol, every day. Special type, learned out from the same pasuk, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit later. We spoke about it also last night in the Parsha Shir, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day a parallel carbon that Kohen Hedyot has to bring his first day of working. Special carbon of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. It's brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. One half brought with the carbon Tavit Shal Shachar, and the other half brought with the Tavit Shel Bar Arbayim. So Chavite Kohen Gadol, if you want to know the exact avodah, the Rambam and Maaser Karbanis discusses this in Perek Yud Gimel. Mitzvah Zaseh La'asos Kol Mincha Kemitzvah Sabur B'Torah. So Mitzvah Zaseh, for every mincha to be done properly. V'keis Adasiyas Chavite Kohen Gadol. How do we do the Chavite Kohen Gadol? Maybe Isaron Shalem. Yeah, one has to bring an entire Isaron, a flower. Umakdisho, and sanctify it. V'chotsehu. And split it then. Split it into two half isarons. Even though it's given half in the morning, half in the evening, still it has to be brought all together and sanctified all together. You bring a little oil with it, and then you mix the oil in the flour, and you scald it in a pot, and then you knead it. And from each half isaron, you make six chalos, 12 altogether. 12 chalos, what's one of the unusual halachas we'll have later on in the Masechta of the Minchas Chavita, that it's 12 instead of 10. And then it's, the Rabbah says, the achas hayinasos, they're made one by one. You take a little bit of each half isaron, one sixth of each half isaron to make one of the chalas. And you don't burn it, you don't cook it totally. And here's the Rambam in the next halacha. Machlokas Rambam Ravid. How do you split it? The acharka chole kol chala v'chala l'shnayim ba'omed. Says the Rambam, you split it, and then you make six for one and six for the other, but you know what half and half means? You split every challah. You have half a challah in the morning, and half a challah in the afternoon. Ba'omen, and you have to estimate. You don't have to be so exact in your splitting. Kedesh yakrev chatzi ba'boker v'chatzi ba'erev. V'lokeach ha'chatzi v'kofel ha'kol ha'chal d'shnayim. U'poseis, you grind them up. Atchadim sakol p'sisa k'vul, you fold them up till you get them folded into an amount that you could deal with. Umakriv hachetzin im chatzi komets lavona baboker, vachatzi anishar im chatzi komets lavona baerev. And that's the Rambam. The Ravid says, I know what the Rambam's talking about. Amar Avram zulo shamanu ve'elo shorish b'shumakom. Sheyichalku kol chala v'chala. You don't bake the chalas and then split them. No! You give six chalas in the morning and six in the afternoon. That's the Ravid shita. That's what other Rishonim seem to say. But the Rambam sheet is you make all 12, and then you take half of each one. El she says, El sheish chalos b'shachos v'sheish ben arbayim. V'atorah nitrat lahem midos gedolos v'ktanos sheyamodu bahem. The Torah gives exact measuring cups also. Kedei shelo yigru v'lo yosifu. So you don't have to estimate more or less. Al shiurin. V'hu omer shemachakot as a chalos ba'omed. V'atorah amra machatzisa v'abokar machatzisa b'erev. Shelo yosef lo yigra. So the Noseh Kelim, the Kesem Mishnah, the Ravaz, all they find a source for the Rambam about the Omed, the estimation, because the Gemara later on is going to say, based on a pasuk, that you split it beyad velo bekli. And the way that the Rambam must understand that is that you only have to do it be'omed, and you don't have to do it bekli in an exact way. As long as you have all these, this holy sorrow, give it today, about half in the morning, about half in the afternoon, that's good enough. The other part of the Rambam, though, is a Chiddush. Where does he get that from? Is a little more Tzarachian. That he learns you make all the challahs and then you give half of each one. 12 halves in the morning. Instead of six whole ones, but that is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Ravid argues. Okay, well, hopefully we'll talk more about the lumdus of that at another day. But anyway, that's all by way of introduction to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So back to the Gemara. So does Rabbi Elazar really say that if you don't have the entire mincha at once, it's not sanctified? You can't have half and half? like v'ha itvar chavidikoy gadol. Rabbi Yochanan amar ina kedusha l'chason. Rabbi Yochanan says if you only bring half the chavitin, half the yisard in the morning, instead of bringing the whole yisard and then splitting it like you're supposed to, but if you only bring half, it's not kadosh. There's no kedusha l'chason. Rabbi Elazar amar mitoch shekarva l'chason kedusha l'chason. No, since you're going to be makrevin half. So too, you can, its kedusha can be chal only on, even on half of it. So you see, your blazer says half is okay. So how can he say earlier, the im isa, and if it's true that he says that half is not going to be niskadesh, leilif mi dam, why should, he should learn from dam, that just like by dam, if it's half, then it is not going to be niskadesh by dam, it's not going to be good enough. So too, right, where blazer, by the way, was in the middle of Zainam Abbas. We didn't review the back inside. Right in the middle was Amar Reb Zrika, Amar Reb Elazar, Af Bidam Lo Kidesh. Even by Dam, it's not Bekudesh if you don't have Kidei Hazaya enough in each one. But say if Reb Elazar holds of that you need the entire amount in order to be Miskadesh, so why doesn't he learn Mincha from Dam? And just like Dam, it's not going to be Miskadesh, so too Mincha. Tosfos asks, but the Gemara gives a Svara. Reb Elazar gives a Svara by Dam. And by Mincha. By Mincha is Bitoch, and it's going to be Hukrav half. So too, you can be Makdash half. You don't have that Svara by Dam. So what's the whole trying to compare? You should learn it from Dam. The Reb Elazar gives a Svara. Gives a Svara that Mitoch. So Tosfos says in the previous Amud. Tosfos says, Yesh Lefarish, it must be that there's a Mitoch type of Svara by Dam also. Because each Hazaya, each sprinkle can be looked at separately. Just like the Hakrava is done half and half, so it is possible that you can have a mitoch type of svara when it comes to dam as well. So anyway, that's the Gemara's question. Vim isa leilif bidam. So if it's true that half would not be niskadesh, you should be able to learn mincha from dam. V'chi tema Reb Elazar milsavi misalogama. And if you were to tell me, no, Reb Elazar doesn't compare things. He doesn't compare two different contexts. So he doesn't compare mincha from dam. But that's not true. V'ha'amar Reb Elazar, we know that he does compare contexts. Mincha shekapsa behechal, a carbon mincha, that one did kemitza in the heichal. Kemitza is supposed to be done in the azara. What if it was done inside the heichal? You did kemitza, the kohen, right next to the shulchan. If you did kemitza in there, ksheira. The halacha is, it is kosher. Why? Shekein matzinu basilik bazichin. Because after, as we said yesterday, every Shabbos, when the bazichin, when the cups of frankincense were removed from the shulchan, that is a type of kemitza. That's like a kemitza of the lechem apanim. As we said yesterday, many rayas, that the lechem apanim is a unique, but it is a form of a carbon mincha. And taking the bazichin off of it and burning the bazichin is just like taking a kemitza from a regular mincha and burning it, doing haktara on the mizbeach. So too, look, that's what Reb Elazar says. You know how you know that if you do kemitza for a regular mincha in the heichal is kosher? Because that's what Silik Bazichin has done. So you see he learns milsa mi milsa. So just like he learns minchas, a regular mincha from the lechem apanim, he should also learn mincha from dam. The Gemara gives the answer that many of you might be thinking, mincha mi mincha yalef, mincha mi dam lo yalef. He might learn within carbon mincha, but mincha midam, he would not learn. Period. A couple of points on these halachas. First of all, the language of the Gemara, mincha shekapsa behechal ksheira, to bidi evid lashon. Achronim said, the Minchas Chinuch says, that one shouldn't, if possible, go into the heichal. Because you don't need to go to the heichal. There is an isser of a bir reikonis. Going in, kuf pei dalet, in the Sefer HaChinuch, there's an isser for kohanim to go into the mikdash, and it's shur l'koshkin lazarim whenever they want. And so to a kohen hedyo, we're going into the heichal the entire year, and also kohanim. So, and the Minchas Chinuch here discusses that he quotes this Gemara, quotes it from Zvachim. It's the same Gemara that if you do Kemitza or another one of the avoda shchita in the heichal, it's kosher. V'yef shalomar to dafka b'shas adchak. Avol shalom b'shas adchak im nichnas leheichal v'shachat, or you went to the heichal and v'kamatz, uv'prat v'shchita lav avodahi, o nichnas v'achal, v'chai b'sha b'yir reikonis. He says, I'm not so sure you wouldn't be chai for b'yir reikonis, for an empty entrance, unless it was mamish l'shas adchak. I'm not sure, maybe once he did the Torah last l'shas adchak, then there's no isra b'yir reikonis. So mitzad ha-svar, I'd rather say that there is a b'yir reikonis there, if you're not really doing an avodah shchita. Maybe kibitza, he wouldn't say that, because kibitza is an avoda. But shchita, but that's the Minchas Chinuch points out, that it's only halacha b'di eved, that this would be, that this would be okay. Tosfos here also, and then we'll continue. Tosfos says, V'yim tomer tap tosos. What does it say here? That you're allowed to do the mincha inside the heichal. Why? Because you learn it from the lechem apanim. In five lines from now, we're going to have another svara given. Why you're allowed to shech the shlamim inside. Why? Shlo yehi tafel chamer min ha'ikar. The secondary spot shouldn't be more chamer than the more serious spot. You know what? Let's continue the Gemara, and then when we get there, we will come back to the Tosfos. Okay, let's see it inside first. Continue, Tosfos continues. The Gemara continues. Mincha mincha miyalef. One second. Why don't you learn mincha from mincha? You do learn from mincha? We're saying, oh, according to Rabbi Elazar, he learns mincha from mincha. He just doesn't learn mincha from dam. Is that true? Rabbi Elazar learns mincha from mincha? Look at the following. V'atanya, the Braisa says, ad shalo pirka, before it is removed. What's the it? So Rashi here says, unlike Rov Rishonim, you look at the Shita Mekubetz says. The Shita says, to have it parallel, it means the Lavona, the frankincense, before the Lavona is removed, which means basically before Kmitza is done. That's how we look at removing the Lavona. Rashi, you got to work out where how Rashi works in the Gemara. Rashi says it means before the breads are removed, before you take the Lechem Apanim off. But if you go with the Shita Mekubetz says pshat, works a little smoother based on what we've said already. Achelo pirka, before pirka, before you remove, before quote unquote you did kibitza to the lechem upon him. Nifras lachma, the bread falls apart. Halechem puzzle. So then the lechem is puzzle because you no longer have 12 whole loaves. Vein matra lovas a bazicha, and you can't burn the bazicha because it's not going to be matra anything anyway. Because it was already broken before you took the, you did kibitza, so to speak. Misha pirka nifras lachma, but if it was after, they fell apart, after you took the bazichin off, halechem pasul umatilov as a bazichin. The lechem is pasul, but you still do the haktaras bazichin. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says who we're talking about, lo pirka mamish, you don't even need to actually have taken it off yet, elakiva chihigiyaz manol frok, once the time has come to remove on Shabbos afternoon, to remove the Lavona, even if you didn't take it off yet, Kemisha Pirka Damya. It's as if it was removed already. So says the Gemara. Now the Gemara's question. Via my, how could Rabbi Elazar say this? Rabbi Elazar says, even if Kemitza was not done yet, it's as if it's done. Tevi, Kemincha shechaseira kodem kibitza. L'maisa, you didn't do the kibitza yet. So too if it's roi likvot. According to the Moses, you didn't do the kibitza yet. You didn't do the kibitza of the lechem apadim, which is removing the lavona. And what would we say if a problem happens to the shirayim by a regular mincha? We'd say, you don't burn the kibitza. Because there's a problem. So to hear, if he learns lechem upon him from regular mincha, we should say that you don't burn the lavona here, even if it's ready to be removed. Meaning, kibitz is ready to be done, but still you shouldn't burn it. If he really learns mincha mi mincha, that's the Gemara's kasha. Again, when it comes to a regular mincha, if there's a problem before the kibitza, we don't burn the kibitza. So too, if there's a problem by lechem upon him before it's kibitza, we should say you don't burn the lavona. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers, no, halo kasha. Even though, and this is a fascinating line, even though the Gemara is saying, the kemitza of the lechem apanim, it's true. The haktar is the removal of the bazichin and haktar is parallel to a kemitza of a regular mincha, there's still a little difference between the two. Mincha lo barer breira kometz didei. By a regular mincha, before kemitza is done, you cannot see the kemitza. You cannot see the kometz that you're going to remove. It's all one big pile of flour. So that's why you're not allowed to say, oh, it's roy to be nikmatz. So therefore, you know, it's as if it happened. You can't say that by a regular case. Faha, but in the lechem apanim, bar breira kometz didei. The lavon is sitting in this little cup. You're right. It's as if it's a kemitza, but maybe there's a big difference. And only by lechem apanim's kemitza can you say that it's as if the kemitza was already done. You compare mincha mi mincha, but this is a difference within these menachas, and that's why you wouldn't compare them. So says the Gemara one more line, one second. V'kiva shehigiyaz mano lifrok, kemanda parkad, v'kiva shehigiyaz mano lifrok, kemanda parkadami, I'm sorry, that's the end of the previous line. So therefore, by lechem upon him, because the zman came, you're allowed to say kemanda parkadami. Says the Gemara, elameyata, but 1 minute. So tevi kishrayim shirayim shechasu bekemisa laktara. So far, you want to say if it's as if the kemitza was done? So let's say what happens, what's the halacha, if after the kemitza by a regular mincha, before you burn the kometz, then something happens to the shirayim, then also a matir komets aleim. You still don't burn the komets. So to alach lepanim, you shouldn't burn the haktaris, but the bazichin, you shouldn't burn the quasi komets of the lechem apanim. Says the Gemara, final stage, la plutayu ninu. That's not clear. That's the halacha. That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. If there's a problem with the shirayim in between kemitza and haktara, that's a machlokas. And you could just as easily say, Rabbi Lazar Savala, Kamanda Amar Shirayim, Shachisru, Bekimitsa Lahaktara, Makdir Komets Alehen, do bring the Komets, period. What did we do the past 10 lines? All we said was, we tried to say that Rabbi Lazar does say that you learn halachas of one mincha from another mincha, even though he says you do not learn one mincha from dam. How can you learn one mincha from another mincha? Didn't we just bring a uniqueness to lechem apanim? So he says, no, that's because a special din of lechem apanim. Its kemitza is already separated, kind of, before it's even done. And that's it. And you want to say, you're not makter, if there's a problem after kemitza? You do. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Lazar could easily say, like the other manda amar.
So you're saying when you say you learn from mincha, you do learn mincha from mincha, even to lechem apanim, except for this unique.
Yes, you learn mincha by mincha, even by lechem apanim. Even by lechem apanim, except the halacha of, it's as if kemitza was done. Because that halacha, you could only say if you could see the designated kemitza even before it's done. That's the only reason why that halacha is different, but otherwise, you do learn one for the other. Even at the third line on top, we learn mincha from lechem apanim. Right, so you learn mincha from mincha, but just not, even lechem apanim, just not this case. One or two points before we continue. That is, number one, what is the fact that the lechem apanim falls apart before it's the kemitza, before, what's the problem with that? Why is that, let's say it falls in half. What's the problem? So Rashi seems to say it's chaser. It's called a chaser. Rashi says, first skinny line, halecha pasul, tavle mincha, shechis chasera, kodem kemitza. If some of the bread is missing, so then it's chaser. But the Achronim, the Mikdash David says, why is that chaser? It's there, it's just so it's in half. What, you need lacha mishnah? You need, it's whole, it loses its status? So the Mikdash David, and the Meshav Dover, the Netziv, the Tshuva, assumes the problem isn't chaser, the problem is now you have 13 loaves. Because the Iman of Shach, if you want to view it as together, so then you say there's a problem because there's, like what Rashi says, it's broken. But if you say it's separate, you're going to view it separately, then they have 13 loaves. That's also not good. You need 12 loaves. That's the Tziv discusses this tshuva. The tshuva is in Simen Chafalov and Meshav Dabar. We've discussed this in other contexts. He wrote this to his son. I'm not sure which son. Either to Rav Chaim Berlin or to Rav Meir Berlin. To another Rav Meir Bar Ilan or Rav Chaim Berlin, the yeshiva. So I don't know. He just says, L'bni Yikari Yichya, to my son. He says, Masha Sha'alta, when you asked me, there was a minog in the shul, that when people used to come in, b'hisacher echad miyabesubin b'shabes kodesh or b'yantif nosim lo, I guess people used to eat in the shul, maybe it was shalosh shudis, nosim lo shtei chatichos lechem mishnah. They didn't have enough rolls, so when somebody used to come in, they used to give them two slices of challah for lechem mishnah. So that's the question. The hiksha achaverim the zelo chashav lechem mishnah. That's not lechem mishnah, and they brought two rayas. Number one is the rush. What's the rush? The rush says you have to have three matzahs at the seder. Why? Because one of them you broke. So if you broke one of them for lechem oni, you only have one and a half. One and a half, right? One and two broken ones. That's not lechem mishnah. That's why you have to have a third one. That's the Rosh Hashitah, even though it's not all Rishonim Shitas. So he says, you see there that half is not considered lechem mishnah. And then, if you say a broken one is okay, what do you do with the whole discussions of the lechem apanim falling apart? Our Gemara. So how can they do this? He quotes, he says, lechem apanim, he says, maybe it's a separate problem, the hasam yud beis chalos be'idon b'tzimtzum, the kol chalim yishtei asronim, v'mnifres echen me'am pasal b'man afshach. So if you try to put it together, the lecture prusak ha'shleima ha'vid shlosh asar, v'im lo nitzari if it's chasir shir chalim. Okay, he goes through our Gemara. But then he says, so what's the halach? And he comes up with a chiddush. V'chein yoredi estati l'chalik. B'kiyai gavna, to ha'ikr talui eich ba ha'lechem l'faneinu. How did the challah come to you? If when you sat down it was whole, so then if you split it, that's not whole, that's not shalim, and that's a problem. But if when you come to sit down at the table, all you have is two slices, that could be your lechem mishnah. You have two whole pieces. Im ba lechem lefaneinu shalim, or afilu pros, im nifras, v'niktan mikamosa mikri chaser. Af al gav, de'im mitchilo hayeba lefaneinu, lechem katan kazeh, hayakari lechem shapir. Aval kivet she nifras lo mikri lechem. Aval im ba paris lefaneinu, v'lo nishtana mikamosa haya, mikri lechem shapir. It would be called lechem if it came to me as is when it was separated. He says, you know what my raya is? Why do we break the matzahs by yachatz all the way at the beginning of the Seder? Why do we do that? So one answer is because you want to have lechemoni. You want to have the broken matzahs before you sit down. Says the Meshav Davar, according to those Rishonim that say that you only have two matzahs at the Seder and you end up with one and a half, and that's lechem mishnah. For the Seder, you know why you do it much, much earlier? Because it's considered balafanecha when it's already broken, because you broke it 3 hours ago. If you would break it right before, that would be a lack. But since you broke it way earlier, that's why it wouldn't be a problem. That's because one of the part of the question is it better, according to this, if you have one challah to break it in half and then use that for lechem for two, or you have one? So he said, no, you don't break it in half, because it depends how it's balafanecha. So I don't know what the answer would be. What if you know in the kitchen, you're sitting in the dining room, and you know in the kitchen there's a whole challah. So is that already considered balafanecha, or should you say, break it in half and then bring it to me? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Does balafanecha mean knowledge, or does it mean mamish in front of you? I'm not sure. Anyway, the Meshav Davar, that's an aleph chaf aleph, but it relates to our sugya. Okay, we're still not up to the Hele Tofa Chomen Iker, so I guess we'll still wait before we go back to that Taptosis, which tells us an important point. Vayter, Gufa, Chavite Kohen Gadol. That the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, as we're talking about, we had the Machlokas before, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Inu Kedusha L'Chatzon, it's not Kadosh if it's half, or Blazer Amar, Mitok Shekriv L'Chatzon, Kedusha L'Chatzon. Because it's Karev half, so too, it's Niskadesh half as well. In the Parsha Shir last night, we mentioned some of the Musar and Machshava behind this Karban. Why does the Kohen Gadol, it's up already, why does the Kohen Gadol have to bring a carbon every single day that he's in the Avoda? It's the same parallel carbon that other a Kohen Hevyo brings the first day he works. It's as if the Kohen has to bring a Minchas Chinuch, bringing the carbon as if it's the first day, every day. So if Saratskin says, yeah, because every day he can be fired. Other Kohanim, it comes Beirusha. But the Kohen Gadol, he shall look at every day as a day one, because every day it's not the Sapah of Beirusha. You know, they could be mamana a different Kohen Gadol. So he should feel as if it's coming to him. Or the Tavadas of Sturbach says, it should be, he has such a chrayas, it should feel like opening day every day. We should never lose that vigor of having the first day. So that's some of the machshava behind this karban that is in this week's parsha. So Amar Avacha, Ma Taima de Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it is not allowed? It's not Kodesh L'Chatzon. They have to bring it together in the morning. Amar Kra, Mincha Machatzisa. Hey, vi Mincha, vi Achar Kachotzeyu. You have to break it, it has to be a Mincha, and then you have to split it. That's the drasha. Meisvei, the Brisa though says, Chavite Kohen Gadol lo hayu bo'os Chatzoyin, Ella, it's not, it doesn't come half, Ella, maybe Isorin Shalem Chotzeyu. The Brisa says the favorites. You have to bring the whole thing and then split it. Vitanya, and the Brisa also says, Ilu Namar Mincha Machsis, if it would have said that Lashon, Hayisi Omer maybe Chati Isaron mi Beso, Shachris Umakriv, I would have thought to bring half in the morning and be Makrivit, Chati Isaron mi Beso Arvis Umakriv, and bring the other half in the afternoon. But instead it does not say Mincha Machsis, it says Tabalomar Machatzisa Baboker, half of it. It sounds like there's an it, and you take half of it in the morning. Mechsa mishalem, mishalem, who maybe? You bring half. Question mark. So these two brises seem to say you gotta bring the whole thing. So it's a kasha and a balazar. So, that's the Gemara, le mitzvah. No, it's only lechadchila. Lechadchila, you're supposed to bring everything in the morning, but b'dieved, if one didn't, it is okay. Yesterday I was within Mashara with my shir, so I saw that there's a Dvir HaKodesh on Menachas also. We've used Dvir HaKodesh on Zvachim. It was the Rav from Bnei Brak, who for 10 years he gave a shir every Shabbos afternoon on Zvachim. For 10 years they did Zvachim. So I got to say for 20 years ago. So I guess after that he writes the next 10 years they did Menachas. So that's what he writes in his Akdama. So he has a couple of beautiful points on today's daf. Baruch Hashem, the Dvir HaKodesh. Rav Nosson Tzvi, got the author, Rav Nosson Tzvi Zakovsky from Bnei Brak. See, he writes there, what's the svara of this, of the halacha? You have to bring it in the morning. So, lundus wise, ubabir, but venira de below haikra, without the pasuk, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Without the pasuk, I would have said, the Kohen Gadol has to bring two karbanis every day. He has to bring a chatzi isaron carbon in the morning and a chatzi isaron in the afternoon. The pasuk is mechadesh de beemes minchas chavitin boker va'erev havi carbon echad. Rak din ba'hakrava la'hakriv machtisu ba'boker machtisu ba'erev. It's a din bakrava, but the carbon is one carbon. That's why, even though there's a machlokes, we'll get to this at a later point also, there's a machlokes, whether kriyashma in the morning and the afternoon counts as one or two mitzvahs. Rambam Kassar has, I think, has one, and the Ramban Kassar has two. I forgot which is which, but I think that's the water. Kriyashma in the morning and the afternoon. Karbet Tamid in the morning and the afternoon. That's all the machlokes we've shown him. Is it Ktores? Is it one or two in the morning and the afternoon? But I'm sorry, I'm not sure if the Ktores is a machlokes, but most of them are a machlokes. What about this one? This one's a machlokes. Everybody agrees it's one mitzvah. Why? Because here it's a din b'hakrava. It's one carbon that you have to have a, it's carbon echad. But you just have to split it, you have to be makrav it at two times, but it's really one carbon. That can also work with the Rambam that we started off with today, and that is, that how do you split it? You split it ba'omed. You estimate. What do you mean estimate? If it's really two specific, two different carbonus, you wouldn't be able to ask, it's machsis and machsis. But if the whole point is one big carbon, so maybe you don't have to be so bedactic and so exact. As long as it's 51-49, it's also okay. Because it's really one big carbon, and the Torah says half and half. That could be a svara behind how the Rambam could say omen. Maybe. Okay. Weiter. So omen lay. So that's the machlokas. We just brought what does Rebbe Lazar do with these brises that seem to say you have to split it? That's all ilachat chila. Omen lay Rebbe kevia mi be kasil or avashi vachukuk sivba. But it says chok. It says chok, which means ma'akev, no, doesn't it? So amalei, lo nitzucha el lahaviyah shalim ibeso. What's ma'akev is he has to bring an entire isaron in the morning from his house. But in terms of being makdashit in the kli in the morning, he only has to be makdash half. But you're right, he has to bring everything from his house. That's the chukah. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, as we continue, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that you have to have the whole thing, and if you have half, it doesn't work? Vaham itmar, but we learn by a regular case of Minchas Nedava. No water today. Hifrish Chatzi Isaron or Hatrofet. Hifrish Chatzi Isaron Vadaita Lahosif. Let's say somebody Amafrish a Chatzi Isaron. The smallest Mincha is an Isaron. So what if Amafrish half an Isaron? And I have in mind, I'm going to bring the other half. But this is all I have right now. So I put this half of an Isaron into a Klisharis. And I have in mind to bring the other half. Is this first half is Kaddish yet? Rab Amar Edo Kaddosh? Rab Yochanan Amar Kaddosh. Rabbi Yochanan says it is Kaddosh. Even though Rabbi Yochanan just said before, if you bring half of the Kohen Gadols, it's not. The Im Isa, and if it's true, that if you bring half of the Chavitin, it's no good, Leilaf B'Chavitin. Why does Rabbi Yochanan learn from Chavitin? He should compare, learn a Minchas Nedava from Minchas Chavitin, that half is no good. V'chitema Rabbi Yochanan B'Isa M'Milsa L'Yalav. And if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan does not learn Milsa M'Milsa, but V'Hama Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, Shlamim Sheshachten Be'Echel K'sherin. We had this also in Zvachim. If you shecht a carbon shlamim, which is supposed to be shechted anywhere in the Azara, if you shecht it in the Heichal, it's kosher. Dichsiv v'shachatu Pesach Ohal Moed. Because it says you should shecht it at the door of the Ohal Moed, shalo yehe tafel chamer ma'ikir. So you shouldn't have the tafel. That tafel is the Azara. That shouldn't be chamer than the Iker, which is the Heichal itself. Question mark. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan learns one thing from the other. He learns from outside and inside. So too here. He should learn Milsa Milsa. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Daita Lahosef Shiny. Here, the whole point isn't just that you bring half, but you have in mind to bring another half. That's why it's like Altsnai that you bring that other half. Titania, as the Brisa says, Mileim. This is by Parshas Naso, where the Nisim brought full, complete Caleb of Ketores. Ein Mileim Ella of Mincha. Ein Mileim Ella Shleimim. Mileim doesn't mean full Caleb, but it means whole measurements of flour. The Amar of Yossi, Eimasai. When do we say that you need whole measurements of flour? Bismach Eidaita Lahosif. When you don't have in mind to be Mosif at all afterwards. Avasbach Eidaita Lahosif. Rishon Rishon Kadosh. But you have in mind to be Mosif, there's no problem. Rishon Rishon can be Kadosh. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that half is no good, but if you have Daito Lahosif, then it is not a problem. Stop there for a minute or two. A couple of points. First of all, getting back to what we started with earlier. So now we have the principle of Shlo Yitafa Chabav De'Iker. That's why you're allowed to Shecht the Shlamim inside the Heichal. So Tosas asks on top, so why, on the third line of the Gemara, do you need a separate source for why are you allowed to shecht a du kmitza to a midcha inside the heichal? Because after all, you learned it from the lechem apanim. Why don't you just say, lo yitav hachamam an ikar? You usually do mincha, the kmitza in the azara. So too, just like if you do it in the azara, so the heichal is even more kadosh. So just like you can do shechita in the heichal because of the etzvara, shlo yitav al chaber min ikar, so too by kibisa. Answers, that's Tosas kasha atah. Yib tomer, my kamer, my lo kamer, they shlo yitav al chaber min ikar. Answers Tosas, v'yesh lomar, v'tahasam ksiv pesach o amoed. Only by the shechita of Ishlamim does it say shech this in Pesach Oel Moed, and therefore we can learn in the Oel Moed itself. Surely, Masheike by Mincha doesn't say to do. You know, Kibitza is done in the Azara, but it doesn't say Pesach Oel Moed. So therefore, you wouldn't say the svara of Tavach Chavam and Iker. What's this? What's the Bira Tosfos? What's behind Tosfos? So, in Dvira Kodesh, this is the first thought I saw yesterday when I, after I bought it. He says, no, beautiful. He says, when is it appropriate to say Tavach Chavam and Iker? V'nira ladun. Te'im azay shayach lomer shlei Tavach Chavam and Iker. Kishe kviyus hamakom mishum debi'inon kedusha misuyemes. Why do I have to shecht in this spot? Because there's a certain level of kedusha here. And if that's true, then Mamela, in a more kadosh spot, it will be a kol shekein. Or no, the Torah says you have to shecht here, because this is the spot. The Torah says, nothing to do with the kedusha of this spot. It's just that, this is what the Torah says, gzeiras hakasev. So the svara of shelo yeitav hachamam min ha'ikar is only when the kviyas makom is because it's a makom kadosh. So then you could say, if you're in even a higher makom kadosh, then kol shekein will be okay. But if it's just a kviyas mako, because the Torah says do it right here, this action, then you don't say tavachal ben ikar. The Torah wants it here, not there. So he says that's the difference. Where, by shchita shlamim, what does the Torah say? Pesach ol moed, meaning do it in the azara because it's at a very kadosh spot. So then you can say, oh, in the heichal itself, where it's even more kadosh, shelo yeitavachal ben ikar. But by kmitas mincha, it doesn't say pesach ol moed. You just know you're supposed to do it in the azara. Why? Because the azara. Because you're supposed to do it in this spot, not because there's Kedushas Azara. But it's just because Hashem wants you to do it in this spot. So you can't just make a kol shekein automatically to a more kadosh spot. That doesn't work. It only works when there's a kriyas makom for, in terms of Kedusha. That is, if kol shekein the body Kedushas Heichal, if it's because of Kedusha. Abel kibitza binan Azara, eino Kedusha ba'alma, ela binan Safon. Imkei yesh lomer du kviyas makom ba'alma v'imkei lo shayach bazeh shelo yeitav el chamer mene ikar. Tosfos, who asked this question, it doesn't give this answer, unless this is what Tosfos means. But at least in his question, at least, he must be assuming that the fact that kmitza needs safon is a din in kedushas makom. So either that's what Tosfos is changing, lamaskana, or Tosfos just assumes that the whole way, and he just gives a different answer. Either way, that's the Dvar Kodesh in Os Chaf Hei, right here, on our daf. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, V'Rav, fourth wide line. Rav. What about Rav? What's Rav? Rav was just quoted here with his Machlokas and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said, even if Daita Lahosif, it's not Kadosh. He was the other extreme. We had a Machlokas, if you only put half of the Kohen Gadol's Chavitin, is it Kadosh or not? And even the one that says it's no good, he would agree in other Karbonis Mincha by Daita Lahosif. But Rav b'chavitin k'man tzvirli. Who does Rav hold like by chavitin? Rav who says even daita lahosif is no good. Ikra b'lazar. If he holds like a b'lazar, then half is okay. So leila b'chavitin. He should learn from chavitin that half would be okay here too. V'chitema Rav milsa v'milsa lo yalef. And if you want to say Rav does not learn milsa v'milsa, that's not true. V'yama Rav. Rav says as follows. Mincha kedusha b'lo shemen. If you only have the flour of a mincha in a kli, it's already can become kadosh even before you add the oil. Shekein matzina b'lechem apanim. Because after all, the lechem apanim have no oil. And you know there are kabar mincha that's kadosh. So you know that flour works by itself. Below lavona, also below lavona, without frank, it says put in, the mincha can still become kadosh. Shekein matzinu b'mincha sasachim. Because the mincha that's brought with the nasachim, brought with karbanas ola and shlamim, that also does not have lavona, and it's still a mincha. Below shemino below lavona, and you know, even if it's just plain flour without any oil or frankincense, shekein matzina b'minchas chote. Because by minchas chote you have that. There's no oil, there's no frankincense. It's not mehudar. Question mark. So you see, Rav himself learns mincha mimincha. So why wouldn't he learn it from chavitin? So the Gemara says, simple. Al karcha, Rav k'Rav Yochanan tzvirle. You're right. Rav must hold like Rav Yochanan. That by chavitin it would be a problem. It would not be good. Niskadish, if you just put half. So too. Rav just goes one step further and says, even if daita lahosif, by a mincha sedava, it also would not be niskadish. Period. Gufa, so now let's talk about this last brisa that we just quoted. Amar Rav, Mincha, Kiddusha below Shemen, Shekei Matzina Balechem Apanim, below Lavona, Shekei Matzina Bichas Nesachim, below Shemen, below Lavona, Shekei Matzina Bichas Chote, right? Flour by itself, missing any of the ingredients is okay. V'shemen v'lavona kachi, high below high, below high, below high. And even plain oil and plain lavona, that also, says Rav, would be kadosh by itself. How do you know that? Shemen, shekein matzina beluk shemen shel mitzora, because we know there is one time that oil is brought by itself. The mitzora has to bring a lug of oil. So you see, oil gets a certain significance by itself. Lavona, shekein matzina belavona, haba b'bazichin. The lavona that hangs on the lechem upon him, that also is by itself. Rashi says, even though it goes with the lechem, but it's still not niskadish through the lechem. It's in its own bazichin. So therefore, you see, so everything can work by itself. Everything can become kadosh by itself. V'Rabbi Chanina Amar, and Rabbi Chanina says, no, lo zu kedusha below zu kedusha below zu. No, nothing works by itself. No kedusha can happen by itself. Right, machlokes, in Rishonim, what does Rabbi Chanina need? Does he even need them to be mixed together? That's what the Shiluk Kubetz says in Oz Beis, quoting Rabbi Nogarish, they have to even be mixed together or just in the same kli. It's a machlokas. Tosas on Aman Aleph seems to say that it's as long as it is the same kli, it is okay, it doesn't have to be mixed together. But either way, Rabbi Chanina says, it doesn't work by itself. Ola Rabbi Chanina, Isar Lamanimshach. One second. So according to Rabbi Chanina, you have, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, that there were different types of measuring kalim that were in the Mikdash. It wasn't haphazard or random. Everyone was created for a certain purpose. So why, according to Rabbi Chanina, if the flour is not niskadish by itself, so why did they anoint that? Why did they anoint the Isaron kli if the Isaron, the flour that is measured in there, is never niskadish by itself? So why do they even have to anoint it? So the Gemara answers, Lemin Chaschote. Because there is a time when you don't put anything else in. For Minchas Chote is pure Isaron. So it's going to be Niskadish in that case. V'log l'minimshach, what about the log? If the oil by itself is never Niskadish, l'log shamitzora. Also, for a log shamitzora, that is just plain oil that's used, and therefore it's Niskadish right at that moment. What's the lumdis machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina? Rav says everything by itself can be Niskadish, while Rabbi Chanina says not. So one more Dvir HaKodesh today. Got triple header. Says the Dvir HaKodesh. It's a question we probably should have mentioned the first day of the Masechta. Such a yesodistic question. What is the real chaloshe mincha? Is it just the flour? Or is it also the other ingredients? We know the flour is the ikar ingredient in a mincha. But once you have a mincha that you have to add the oil, or you have to add frankincense, the oil is mixed in, the frankincense is put on the side, what is the ikar, what's the chaloshe mincha? What's the real, see, big nafkamina. Right? That could be the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Rav says that everything by itself, the flour by itself, and log by itself, because you see, that could be its own mincha. And this, you know what Rav is saying? Rav is saying, because the ikar mincha is just the flour. Just the solas. Rabbi Chanina, no, and one without the other doesn't work. Gilbert, you're right, if there's a plain log, I'll agree with you. But when you have a mincha with more than one ingredient, you need all the ingredients to be mekadesh each other. Why? Because that's the ikar chaloshe mincha. V'nira the Bevis Yishlis topic, be'etzam agdar Hashem Mincha, ha'im ha'soles hu Hashem Mincha, rak din Hashem v'alavona, hu din b'hakrav asa Mincha, or de'etzam chefsa de Mincha, hu ha'soles Hashem v'alavona. That's the machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Chanina. And then he says, that's the Shach Levitaria here. We don't have time to go through it right now, but he says, that's the Shach Levitaria between them. Fine. Beautiful. V'yav Shmuel savalah l'hadarav. Shmuel also holds like Rav. That what? Rav says that the ingredients work without each other, even just plain flour, even though it needs the oil. Ditzayin, because the Mishnah says, Kli alach mekachadus alach, midas hayavish mekachadus hayavish, Mishnah meseches vachim, liquid measures are mekadish liquid, and dry measures are mekadish dry. V'ein kli alach mekachadus hayavish, lo midas hayavish mekachadus alach. But they're not, you can't be mekadish the other one. A moist measure, meaning a measure meant to be used for liquids, cannot be mekadish a solid, and vice versa. The Omer Shmuel lo shanu elamito. Shmuel says this only applies to the measuring cups that they had in the Mikdash, because they had different, Yavesh and Lach had different shiurim to be used. So therefore it doesn't work. Aval mizrakos, but the mizrakos, which are usually used for liquid, mekadosh as a yavesh, they would be mekadosh yavesh. Shneimar shneihem maleim solas fulu v'shem lemincha. You have the mizrak by the nesiim, and they were filled with flour. They were filled with flour, so you see that it could be mekadosh, even though there's only flour in there. That's how you know Shmuel holds like Rav. Amar Rabbi Difti the Ravina. One second, mincha lachi. You're bringing me a raya from Shmuel that he holds like Rav, but a mincha has oil in it. That's no raya that you don't need all the ingredients and yavish in a lach kli works. So Amar Lei, lo nitzrocha el yavish sheba. No, there's definitely, as Rashi explains here, there's definitely some dry pockets in the, it didn't get mixed in perfectly. If you have oil and flour, there's always some parts that didn't get mixed in, so there's going to be some dry in here, and it's still all in this kadesh. So that is a raya of Shmuel. V'ibayisema, skipping the parentheses, or another answer, minchol agabi dam ki yavish damya. At least subjectively, it's considered yavish. Real liquid is dam. It's considered yavish in this context. Okay, we're not going to go into it now, but the concept of yavish and lach comes up in Hilchos Shabbos as well. How do you define yelach and yavish for bishul achar bishul? But not for now. Gufa says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, what we quoted before. Mincha shekibsa behechol ksheira shekibatzina basilik bazichin. If you did kibitza in the heichal, it works because after all, you take off the bazichin of the shulchan. So masav Rabbi Yerbia. What's that? And Rabbi Yerbia asks the kamatz misham mi makum shirakli hazar omdos. You do kibitza from the place that the zar is standing. Where is the zar allowed to stand? Only the 11 eastern amos of the Azara. So how can you do kibitza in the Heichal? You have to do it in the place where the Zara can stand. Ben Besera Omer, this has nothing to do with us, but it's just brought here because it's the Brisa. Minayin shem kabas bismol sheyachsev yikmas v'yamin. How do you know that you can do it again if you did it with your left hand? Tavalobar v'kabas bisham, mimachem shekabas kvar. You also learned it from the same pasuk. Question mark. So how can Rebbe Elazar say you can do kibitza in the Heichal? It has to be done in the 11 eastern amos. Ika the army who most of whom mafarik la. Some say he asked the question and he answered it himself. Ika the army, and others say, Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya batachlifa. Az brachalacha, he's going to explain it. Lo nisrocha ela lahakshus kol azara kula. You don't have to do it in the 11 amos. That's just saying you could even do it in those 11 amos. Shelo tamar, because you shouldn't say, Ova ola kachi kachim. O mincha kachi kachim. Just like compare ola and mincha, both kachi kachim. Ma ola tu net safod. Af mincha tu net safod. Just like ola requires safod, so too mincha. So you don't say that. That's why, that's the chiddush lebraisa. You can even do it in these 11 amos, but it's not dafka. Like Gemara says, 1 second. Ma la ola shkein kalil. Why would you compare it to an ola? Of course, ola is different because it's totally burnt. Okay, mechatas. Compare it to chatas. They're both kachi kachim. Malachatas ken mechaperas achavi krisus. Chatas is also unique. Me asham. Okay, compare it to an asham. Well, at least our shir from a few days ago. Malasham ken bide damim. What do you mean? Asham, though, is an animal. And vikolonami ken bide damim. Really, all of these, you can't compare mincha to them because they're all animals. So we're back to the question. What's the chiddush of the brisa? So ela istrich, this is the havamina. Salkadai the chabida might have thought. Hol v'ksiv v'hikriv ela kohen v'higish ela mizbeach v'kamatz. You bring the mincha close to the kohen. You go to the mizbeach and you kibitza. Mahagosha b'keren dromis maravis. Just like bringing it close is the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Af kibitza nami b'keren dromis maravis. So to kibitza is also the southwest corner. Kamash b'lan. That's the chiddush of the brisa, that you can even do it in the 11 eastern amos, but not that you have to do it there. Kamash Balan. So there's no raya against Rebbe Elazar that you can do it in the Heichal. There's a major machlokas we showed him. We'll start with this tomorrow. Just in terms of the 11 amos. A zor going past those 11 amos. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Rashi says here it's a d'oraisa. The Shita b'kubetzes on the Chav Zayin, Amid Beis, later on, brings three or four rayas that it can't be d'rabbanan. It can't be d'oraisa. It has to be d'rabbanan. Because there are examples where a zor goes, how they walk around on Sukkot. They walked around the Mizbeach, right? How they walk around the Mizbeach, if it's a Din D'oraisa. So there are other eyes as well, we'll mention those tomorrow, but that's very important, Machlokas we've shown him. The fact that a Zar can only walk on those first 11 Amos going in, is that a Din D'oraisa or a Din D'rabbanan? We'll start with that. Everybody should have a good Tainus Esther, and Mother Shem will continue.